Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on carving an old-school DNB break roll into a deep jungle atmosphere. We're going for that raw, dusty, movement-filled feel that sits under a rolling sub, dark pads, respace, and eerie effects without stepping all over them. So this is not about making the break shiny and modern. It's about keeping the grit, keeping the swing, and shaping it so it supports the track like part of the atmosphere itself. Think of the process like this. Start with a break that has character, clean out the junk, tighten the dynamics, darken the tone, place it in space, and then automate it so it breathes with the arrangement. First, choose the right break. Classic choices like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, or any chop jungle loop with natural swing are ideal. You want a break with a strong snare, a little ghost note movement, and some organic feel. If it already sounds too polished, it may lose that old-school edge once you start processing it. Drop the break into an audio track in Ableton. If you need to warp it, do it gently, for a loop where the tone matters. Complex Pro can work well. For more transient-based control, try Beats Mode. But here's the important part. Don't overwarp it. Too much time stretching can smear the attack and kill the vibe. Now let's clean the foundation with EQ. Insert EQ8 as your first real shaping tool. The big job here is clearing space for the sub and kick while keeping the break lean. Start with a high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. If the arrangement is busy down low, go steeper. If you want a bit more body, stay gentler. The key is to remove unnecessary rumble, not strip the life out of it. Then look at the low mids. Around 200 to 400 Hz, old breaks can build up mud fast. A wide cut of a couple dB can make a huge difference. If the hats or snare top end gets harsh later on, you can tame some 5 to 9 kHz as well. And if the snare has an ugly ring, notch that out lightly instead of carving away the whole character. At this stage, remember the DNB rule: the sub and kick own the bottom, and the break owns the mid-range punch and texture. Next, control the dynamics. Old-school breaks can have wild peaks, especially in the snare and kick. That's part of the charm, but we still want control so the loop sits properly in the mix. You can use compressor if you want precise control. Try a ratio between 2 to 4 to 1. An attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the louder hits. The slower attack helps preserve punch, and the medium release lets the groove breathe. If you want the break to feel more glued together, glue compressor is a great choice. Keep it subtle. A 2 to 1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, and auto release or around 0.3 seconds can work nicely. You just want the loop to feel like it belongs together, not flattened into a brick. And that's the big warning here. Don't overcompress. Jungle needs bounce. If the ghost notes disappear, or the groove starts feeling stiff, back off. Now we can add some attitude and density. Drum bus is great for this kind of break because it adds weight, bite, and a bit of that finished old-school energy. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and only a little crunch if needed, and use the transient control carefully. Boom is usually off or very subtle for this kind of application. You want character, not a fake low-end thump fighting your sub. Saturator is another great option. A drive of plus 2 to plus 6 dB can thicken the snare crack and bring out the percussion details. Turn on soft clip to keep the peaks under control. You can experiment with different color modes if you want a slightly different texture, but the goal is the same. More harmonic density, more presence, more grit without turning harsh. After that, do another EQ pass. This is where you shape the break into a deeper jungle texture. If you haven't already, make sure the low end is still cleaned up. Then check the low mids again. If the break sounds boxy, dip around 250 to 500 Hz. If the snare needs to speak more clearly, add a small lift around 2 to 4 kHz. If the hats are taking over, reduce some 8 to 12 kHz. For a darker jungle tone, resist the urge to make everything bright. A deep jungle break should feel shadowy and textured, not glossy and overexposed. The snare should have presence, but the overall top end should still feel misty. Now let's place it in space. Use reverb on a return track, not as a big insert wash on the full loop. That's much cleaner and much more controllable. A good return setup might use hybrid reverb or standard reverb, with a decay between about 1.2 and 2.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the return fully wet. Then send only selected hits into that space. Snares work especially well. Ghost notes, occasional hats, and fill moments are also great. This is where automation becomes your secret weapon. A tiny reverb bloom on a fill can make the whole groove feel huge without washing out the loop. If you want extra grime, create a parallel layer. You can duplicate the break or use an Audino effect rack and build a parallel chain underneath the main one. On that layer, try EQ to isolate the character range, then heavier saturation, more aggressive compression, maybe even redux or erosion if you want a lo-fi edge. A little reverb on the parallel layer can give you that smeared haunted tail. The important part is to blend it quietly. The main break stays clear and readable, while the parallel layer adds depth, dirt, and movement behind it. Now think about arrangement movement. Old school break rolls really come alive when they evolve across the track. Automate the low cut, the reverb send, the filter cutoff, saturation drive, or the wet slash dry balance of your parallel chain. In the intro, you might filter the breakdown and let the atmosphere lead. In the build, slowly open the highs and bring in more snare detail. In the drop, tighten the break and reduce the reverb so the bass can dominate. In the breakdown, let the break breathe again and bring back the space. That tension and release is what gives jungle its feeling of motion. The break should never feel static. It should be part of the story. Now let's talk about the bass relationship, because this is where a lot of mixes fall apart. If the break and bass are fighting, the track won't feel deep. It'll just feel crowded. On the break channel, keep the low and high passed and the low mids controlled. Avoid excessive stereo width in the low mids too. On the bass side, keep the sub mono and avoid piling up too much energy around 150 to 400 Hz. If you need sidechain, keep it musical and subtle. The snare usually deserves the center punch, while the bass handles the floor. A useful habit here is to check the break both in solo and in context. And don't just listen loud, check it at lower monitoring levels too. If the snare still reads at low volume, and the groove still feels alive without relying on brightness, you're in a good place. If you want to go deeper, try splitting the break into layers. One layer for body, one for snare and transients, and one for high percussion. Process each differently. The body can stay gentle and controlled. The snare can get the punch and saturation. The high layer can get filtering and a bit of stereo space. This gives you much more control while keeping the source break gritty and organic. Another strong trick is creating a ghost duplicate for atmosphere. High pass it heavily, compress it to reduce the transients, add saturation and reverb, then tuck it way down in the mix. That way the listener feels the room around the break without hearing a second obvious loop. If the full break is feeling too wide, be careful with stereo wideness. They can make hats and room tone sound exciting, but they can also destabilize the groove. Keep the low mid centered, and use width only where it actually helps the mix. Here's a solid starting chain for the main break track in Ableton Live 12. First, EQ 8 with a high pass around 100 Hz and a small dip near 300 Hz. Then compressor with about a 3 to 1 ratio, 15 milliseconds attack, and 100 milliseconds release. After that, saturator with around 4 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Then drum bus with a moderate drive and just a touch of transient emphasis. Finish with another EQ 8 if you need a small presence lift around 3 kHz, and utility if you want to check mono compatibility. For a parallel return, try redux, EQ 8, compressor, and reverb. That's a great recipe for a grimy shadow layer underneath the clean main break. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't leave too much low end in the break. That's the fastest way to blur the mix. Don't overcompress the groove, or you'll lose the swing and the life. Don't make it too bright, or it starts fighting the deep atmosphere. Don't drown the whole loop in reverb. And don't forget that a great break solo is useless if it clashes with the bass line. If you want an extra dark jungle feel, use band limited ambience. Cut the lows hard on the reverb return, roll off the highs for a smoky tone, and let the snare be the anchor. The snare is often the emotional center of the break, so when in doubt, focus there first. For a great practice move, build three versions of the same break. Make one dry and tight, one atmospheric with more send, reverb, and softer top end, and one pressure version with more saturation and less room. Then automate between them over 16 bars while testing it against a sub and simple bass line. That will teach you how to make the break evolve instead of just loop. So to recap, choose a break with real character, clean out the unnecessary low end, control the peaks, add harmonic density, carve space for the bass and atmospheres, use reverb on sends, automate for movement, and keep the groove alive. The goal is to preserve raw jungle energy while shaping it into something that supports a deep, heavy mix. When you get this right, the break stops being just drums. It becomes part of the atmosphere. All right, let's move on and carve that role like a proper jungle producer.